following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Eureka's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Eureka makes and beat it right along.
And it's also very, it's très difficile. Oh, all eyes are going to weep for me. It's très difficile doing two in a row. So I don't know how I'm going to rectify this. Because I'm doing Monday show on Monday and then Tuesday show on Tuesday. And as opposed to other people who read coupons or their spam folder or whatever in the, whatever. I need content to build up, and it doesn't build up, you know, day to day.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
So I don't know how I'm going to rectify this.
Well, Happy New Year, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 763 of the BFO for... Oh, no, it's not. Big Fatty, you've already fucked it up. It's 762 of the BFO for Monday, the 3rd of January, 2011. Yeah, I don't know. Do something, poodle. Hi, everyone. Well, we are off to an auspicious start here in 2011. Hi, everyone. I hope your new year is going well. And y'all, it is a new year, and Big Fatty, it's the same old shit. You're still fucking it up. But y'all, the reason I'm confused is because today, Monday the 3rd of January, Big Fatty is off work. And we don't have to go out to the coal mine until tomorrow, y'all. Till 2, I say Tuesday. Y'all, Big Fatty has got an extra day of the holidays going on. And y'all, it has been quite the holidays, let me just tell you. But... Anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's, say it with me, show, y'all, you heard the sea hag.
I can't walk, I'm gray, I'm fat, and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And y'all, she was talking the Mexican. She was talking the Mexican. I don't know what all that was all about, but y'all, anyway. But y'all, the Sea Hag has given a little glimpse into something that we are going to do here for the start of the new year. So y'all, I tell you what, let's just get right to it. Yes, Big Fatty, let's do something exciting other than you fucking it up. You're fucking it up. You're fucking it up. Well, y'all, it's a new year, and that means a little contest for all the listeners of the BFO. And y'all, we have got, it's not a great prize, but it's a prize that everybody's going to want. Big Fatty, that's not the way you get people to participate in the contest and to tell them they're getting a shitty prize. Well, y'all, it's a fun prize. Let's put it that way. It's a unique, it's a one-of-a-kind. It's a one-of-a-kind prize, y'all. And all you have to do, y'all, we are going to combine two contests into one. Because, y'all, as you know, come February the 6th, that is the first Sunday in February, y'all, that is when the Boopa Soul is, the big game. And that is the anniversarium of the BFO. And so, y'all, if you want to be considered to be the number one fan of the BFO, you can participate in this contest and also be entered in the number one fan contest. Unless, no, Big Fatty, I don't want to be the number one fan. No, I don't want to. No. And in which case, you won't be entered in that. But, y'all, the first contest of the year is to guess the person that guesses the closest of how much Big Fatty saved on the coupon in 2010 without going over. And y'all, this is to the penny. to the penny. Y'all, and y'all, I have added all this stuff up, or I have not added it. I've entered it into the computer, but y'all, I have not even added it all up myself yet. So I don't even know how much I saved. But y'all, we are going to let you send a guess in, and all you have to do is send an e-letter to Big Fatty, and y'all, you send it to Ruined at BigFattyOnline.com, and you say, Big Fatty, this is my guess of how much money you saved on the coupon in 2010. And then, y'all, during the Boopasole, we will announce who the winner is of the... Of the coupon contest, and y'all, we will also announce who the number one fan for 2011 is gonna be. Y'all, it is very simple. It's all in one. And now, y'all, Moose is not eligible to be the number one fan again in 2011, but he is eligible to participate in the coupon contest. So y'all, get your entries in, because Big Fatty has got a shitty prize for the winner. Yes, Big Fatty, lovely. All entries must be received by midnight Friday, February the 4th, 2011, and are only for coupons from the Publix. All entries will automatically be entered into the number one fan contest. Limit one entry per person. Now, y'all, over the weekend, I went by the P.O. Box, and y'all, there was something in there from the Hat M. And y'all, I could have sworn that the Hat M had already sent me a Crema card. So, y'all, I really don't know what the hell this is, but we're going to see. Y'all, inside, by the way, it is written on the front of the, on the declaration of, I don't know what this is. Y'all, it's written in Mexican. I can't read it. But y'all, on the front, it says the Too Big Fatty. And y'all, it looks like a Crema card, but Hat M, I thought you had already sent me one with the scratchers in it. But maybe I'm just fucked up. Yes, Big Fatty, undoubtedly, you're just fucked up. Oh, that's fancy. Ah, that's lovely. Y'all, it is a card, but it looks like bacon on the front of it. Y'all, that is the cutest thing. And y'all, it's standing up. It's raised, and it says, "Oh, here we go." And y'all, it is not a Crema card. It is just a thank you card, and it says, "Dear Mr. Fatty, thank you for supporting me and being here all this last year from the beginning. I hope you are spending a good holiday time putting balls on your tree or distributing generous random acts of naughtiness. Happy Crema, then a marvelous podcasting new year. Kisses from Budapest, Hat M. PS1, before you think I send you a vulgar sushi card, is a bacon crema tree." Y'all, that's what that is. It's a bacon crema tree. It's not sushi at all. I immediately knew it was bacon. And PS number two, I wrote this message through the computer since you can't read. Ah! Oh, y'all, my clothes are done. Y'all, speaking of that, Big Ricky, thank you very much, Hat M. And Hat M, you're going to have to tell me, is that a crema card? Did I send you a crema card already? Because I don't know if I need to send you another crema card or if you've already gotten a crema card. I don't have extras. So you got to let me know. So Hat M, it's on you now. Y'all, speaking of that, I've got an envelope here ready to send back my holiday countdown to my grandson, because y'all, you know, we won the $15. The $15 on the holiday countdown. Yes, Big Fatty, it's lovely. And y'all, all I've got to say is that my grandson, I am going to just tell my grandson to buy him some ice cream, because y'all, you know, the grandkids, they love to buy ice cream. And you know what, y'all, if you live in Wisconsin, which is just around the Kona from that Tara in Michigan, you know, there's nothing better in January than ice cream. Yes, Big Fatty. So anyway, y'all, speaking of that Big Ricky, the Ginger Bear, y'all, he is getting ready to move up there to the Chicago's. And y'all, he I read on the Twitty on Sunday that he was leaving Virginia and heading back. I guess he's going back to Lake City, not Lake City. What is that place called? Plant City? Lakeland, that's it. Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, he's gonna pack his shit. Ah, Big Freddy, that is vulgar. But y'all, that is the Country Ham Biscuits, and that is not spelled C-U-N-T. No, and y'all, I made a lovely poke roast over the weekend, and y'all, I opened a can of sliced mushrooms, and y'all, I simmered them in some of the red wine that I got from the Trader Joe's. By the way, y'all, that wine's gone. It's been sucked down. You would have thought I lived in Walnut Hills as quick as that wine went away. But y'all, it's just lovely. But anyway, y'all, speaking of Chicago, and y'all, I don't know who can help me with this. Oh, by the way, let me just say one thing. There is a limit of one entry per person on that contest. For the coupon and for the number one fan. So there's just one. So y'all think carefully before you send those send your one guess in, because y'all, if a second one comes in, y'all, it's just going in the trash. It is going in the trash. Yes, Big Freddy, as well it should. But anyway, Southwest Airlines is going to start flying here to Charleston. From the Baltimore up there where that Stevie B is, and from the Chicago's up there where Omar and Denny and Warren and Jimmy and who else? Miss La 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 Lauren, Tom and Terry are up there. The PNS boys, everybody who's, well, you know. Anyway, a lot of people are up there, but, and from Nash, it's going to fly to Nashville, and there's some other place, Houston, I think. But y'all, Big Fatty is beginning to look at making his plans for the big May trip, because y'all, it'll be here before you know it. It'll be here before you know it. And y'all, I've decided that I am not going to drive, even though I would enjoy driving the Left Coast Highway. Yes, Big Fatty, Pacific Coast Highway, PCH, I believe is what it's called. And but I've decided I'm going to fly, because y'all, it just, no, just fly it, Big Fatty, just go on and fly it. And because, you know, I'm traveling alone, and, you know, it's no fun to drive by yourself. You can't enjoy anything, because if you're looking, you run into a car in front of you. But anyway, so I thought I would fly the Southwest Airlines, but y'all, I've never flown on the Southwest before, so I'm not real sure. I understand it's like a cattle call when you go to get in line to get on the plane. Y'all, it's pushing and shoving. And so y'all, I was wondering if any of y'all had flown the Southwest Airlines before, if you could call Big Fatty at 206-337-1438, and that number will be repeated at the end of the show. But y'all, call and let me know how the Southwest is for the flying. And y'all, it's just a short flight, so I don't think it'll be so bad. You know, I'm not sure I want to push and shove to get a middle seat to fly from Charleston to San Francisco. But, you know, for a short, you know, hour and a half flight from the Orange County up to the Oakland. I am flying into Oakland, because that's where I'm flying out of. So I want to get my rental car and at the Oakland airport. And then I also want to turn it in at the Oakland airport. So I want to fly into Oakland. And by the way, y'all, if any of you in the San Francisco area can recommend a good deal on a on a hotel in the area that isn't going to break the bank, because y'all, Big Fatty is going to be there for like a week, like from the 25th through the 31st. Checking in on the 25th and checking out on the 31st. So y'all, it's almost a week. But if you can recommend a hotel, preferably with the complimentary parking, in the horror district, or otherwise, you know, if you know Big Fatty, you know he'll go to where a good deal is, y'all. There's no, you know, if I've got a car, I can go to where the good deal is. But if you can recommend something, preferably south of Market, or and then that final night, I may consider, please consider, staying somewhere near the Oakland Airport that is not too horrifying on the 30th. Then I'd consider that as well. But y'all, if you've got any little travel tips for Big Fatty, or if you've got some, if you've got some inside connections, even out there in the Los Angeles area, you know, I am planning on staying down there in the Anaheim, the first few days down there, and then I might move up to the greater Los Angeles area. I don't want to get too close to Walnut Hills, though, y'all, because I understand it has a deer urine stench in the area, and that's not good, y'all. And y'all, speaking of stench, evidently, someone who lives in the Walnut Hills has been drunk most of the holidays, and y'all, they're blaming the poor. Ernestine and Hubert for pissing all over the floor, and y'all, it's just a blight of control problem. June Allison had these problems, and you know, y'all, she got back into life, but y'all, you know, when you're just smashed. That's the word. That's the word, Big Fatty. Smashed. When you're just smashed, you know, it's all, yes, Big Fatty, lovely. But anyway, y'all, before the time gets away from me today, I thought I'd just review the weekend. Y'all, I'm going to have to look at two different calendars for the two different decades that we were in. I don't know if y'all knew that we switched decades on the 1st of January. But y'all, last week, I was just a sloth. Just a sloth, and y'all had drank a lot and ate some food, and just y'all, Nippa Nappa Palooza is all I got to say. Nippa Nappa Palooza, yes, Big Fatty, Nippa Nappa Palooza, and y'all, it was just really nice. I caught up on some of my quiz programs. And y'all, that there's several new shows that are starting. If you haven't put it into your VRC yet, you know, that Winter Wipeout is starting, and the Live to Dance, and that Million Dollar. Y'all, did you watch the Million Dollar Money Drop? Y'all, it was good. It was good. Then it seems like there's something else starting, but I don't remember what it is. But anyway, and y'all, I've yet to address the first of any of those crema cards that I read last week. But y'all, I'm hoping to get those out here by Easter. Oh dear gussie. And y'all, I think we're off to an interesting start here in 2011, and I hope you had a lovely weekend. I know that many of you watched the tournament of Roses Parade. Y'all, even that Michael Sage, Mr. 1234 himself, y'all, he volunteered to decorate some of those floats. Y'all, he was putting nuts all over things. And you know, y'all, Big Fatty had a couple of gentlemen callers over the holiday, and y'all, needless to say, the new year went out with a bang or two. Yes, Big Freddy, and you put some nuts all over a couple of things too, I believe, didn't you?
So I don't know how I'm going to rectify this.
Well, why don't you rectify it with a Coke?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.